in the context in which sanctions in terms of Iran have moved in a much more positive direction, I think it is also time to consider the U.S. approach in terms of Zimbabwe and whether or not it has brought the outcome that was desired. I think if the U.S. is able to advance in negotiations with Iran to the extent that they have, then I think it is long overdue to also examine the U.S. Strategy with regards to sanctions in Zimbabwe.
And even as President Mugabe is talking about this Sahrawi people, there are some also say, well, in Zimbabwe, there's a missing person by the name of Itai Dzamara. So in light of that reality, does that kind of offer any other kind of insight from the U.S.?
I think absolutely right on point in terms of thinking about especially the journalists that have been wrongly imprisoned and their rights completely denied. Holding up the need for protecting the rights of people, whether it's civil society or the media, and human rights defenders of all kinds and stripes, not only in Zimbabwe, but clearly that's an issue that remains.
And my final question has to do with the point President Mugabe raised on gays in his words. What is the responsibility that you think the United Nations has to the accusation that you're imposing upon us uncultural practices like homosexuality?
You know, I think the United Nations stands to protect and defend human rights and human dignity and the rights of all on this planet. You know, it's kind of enshrined in the UN Declaration of Human Rights. And so I think it's unfortunate, you know, that President Mugabe chose that platform for this rant. Unfortunate that it has garnered so much attention.